A local neurologist has written a children's book about how kids can help their parents during a medical crisis. So how did a physician end up becoming an author? Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes spoke with Brianna Grays about her book, Ava Saves the Day.
911, what's your emergency? The operator said. I'm at Lexington Park. My mom fell, her face looks different, and now she can't stand.
Brianna Grays is reading to students in the library at Yankee Ridge Elementary School in Urbana. It's part of a Black History Month event, and parents are here too. Grays is a spine and nerve specialist in Savoy. Her practice is mostly virtual these days, and she serves patients across the country. As for writing a book, that came from her work with emergency patients.
And they would either come in with a heart attack or a stroke. And often when they came by ambulance, and they had a child with them, and their child was the only person that was able to respond to that emergency. So if their child didn't call 911, if their child didn't call another person and recognize that their mother, their father, their grandmother was having that issue, they may have not been alive.
So Grace says she wrote the book to not only educate parents about their own bodies, but to educate children as well, so they can be first responders.
So my book follows the story of a little girl named Ava, who is with her mom and dad in the park, and her mom has a medical emergency. And so the story unfolds after she has that emergency, and we see what happens and how she responds. So this is geared towards elementary students, and so I want them to be equipped to have all the steps that they need to respond to the emergency.
Can you tell me about what those steps are?
Of course, call 911. And when you call 911, you will be greeted by an operator. And so I want the students to know that they need to know the location. They need to know what happened. Sometimes they would need to know the time of the event and just how to interact with first responders.
So this is an era of both, like, maybe some more opportunities, but also a lot of backlash. Against libraries for having diverse authors and things like that. I was just wondering, you know, has that affected you at all? What has your experience been like as an African-American children's book author?
So I've had nothing but great experiences. I've had a great experience as an author to begin with. I mean, we're in Black History Month at this point, and I think that it should be standard to have Black authors, have diverse authors, because children need to see people that look like them in all different types of positions. So in this book, we have Black physicians like myself. We have Black first responders. The father is educated and does well, and the mother is a professor. And so I think that children need to see that in the media that they consume.
So tell me about what's next for you. Are you seeing more books? It looks like you brought out some coloring books and workbooks. Tell me what's next.
So I have the workbook coming, so that will be finished by the spring. And then I have a second book that will be coming hopefully by the fall, so the beginning of the next school year.
As for the story of Ava and her mother, it has a happy ending.
A while later, Dad and I were able to see Mom. She looked great. The medicine was really working. She had to stay at the hospital for a few days, but I was just happy she was already getting better. Dad and I hugged Mom. Ava, you are my hero, Mom said. The end.
That was Brianna Grays, a physician and author, reading from her book, Ava Saves the Day. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.